We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. You know, Luka had to face his former team last night, and the Lakers got it done 107-99. They didn't cover. By the way, we had a great bet yesterday on Farrell Coast to Coast. We bet Mavs plus 9, Kyrie over 26, he had 35, and Klay over 14, he had 22. So we hit that at 9-1. How crazy is that? But anyway, Luka became the third player to record a triple-double against every NBA franchise with that trip-dub last night. And then afterwards, he talked about it. He said, quote, "It was just a lot of emotions and not much sleep," he said, "of the game coming only 3.5 weeks after he was traded from the Mavs to the Lakers. I can't even explain it. It was a different game. Sometimes I don't know what I was doing. I'm just glad it's over, honestly." He had 19, 15, and 12 to join LeBron and Russell Westbrook as the only players to put up a trip dub against all 30 teams. And they didn't dominate Dallas. He shot 6 of 17 from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3. And it was James who scored 16 of his 27 on 7 of 9 shooting in the fourth quarter to seal the deal for the Lakers. But he got through it after Dallas traded him, and Nico Harrison was there. They had all kinds of pictures of Luka looking at Nico when he was having a trip dub. Doncic said, "It'll definitely help me. It's definitely going to help in the long run of putting the game behind him." Harrison stood on the sideline at midcourt during pregame warmups. Doncic said he didn't notice him, but he looked over there several times during the game, had several shouts and stare downs, the whole deal. LeBron said, "Obviously, there's a lot of emotion that goes in when you give so much to a franchise and you sacrifice for a franchise and you have that type of love and respect for a franchise throughout all the journeys. They went to the finals, all that stuff. He's grown from being an 18, 19-year-old, now 25, and a guy with a family. And when you move on and they move on from you, it's very emotional, obviously. It's very taxing. It's probably a lot of things that were going on in his head that probably didn't even involve the game itself. And with that said, I thought he handled it tremendously." Kyrie, who led everybody with 35, as I said the matchup was awkward as Shaq, end quote, after facing off against the same player he teamed with to take Dallas to the finals last season. He said, "At the same time, it was fun. We got a chance to feel like we were in a practice all over again, going against each other. That was a good reflection point. And then just seeing a crowd cheer for him and just get him going, it was fun competing." Doncic called Irving his hermano and said their relationship goes way beyond basketball. They're going to play again in Dallas on April 9th, and that should be lit. So let's look at the rest of the NBA. The Celtics didn't cover, but they won by 10 in Toronto, 111-101. Whitehead 22, Barrett 22 the other way for the Raps. Cavs blew out the Magic and covered in the Kia in Orlando. Evan Mobley had 17 and 8. Banchero 26 for the Magic. The Rockets pushed against the Bucks, but they won 197 in H-Town. Shingun had 23 and 11 with 3 blocks. Grizzlies in a wild game. How about 299 points? Grizzlies win it in overtime, 151-148. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 28 and 6 boards to lead the Grizzlies. Beal had 24 and 11 dimes for the Suns. Pels 109-103 over the Spurs. Troy Murphy the third had 24 for the Pels of the Smoothie. Dubs 128-92 all over the Hornets. They're 6-1 since they got Jimmy Lymphoma. Draymond Green had 15 points, 6 boards, 6 dimes to help the Dubs. And we gave you that Lakers. It was 107-99. And let's take a look at what's happening tonight, because there's good games. Celtics and Pistons at 7, a little Sleezers in Detroit Rock City. Boston laying 4.5. Pistons have won 7 in a row. At the Fieldhouse in Indy, it's the Pacers and Raptors. Indy's laying 9.5. The Sixers and Knicks are at the Garden on ESPN at 7. New York laying 9.5. Blazers at Wizards at the Capital One in D.C. Portland minus 6.5. 7:30 at No Sleep Till at the Barclays in Brooklyn. The Nets are hosting the Thunder. Thunder laying 17 and a hook. The Heat are at home laying 2.5 to the Hawks. They just lost to them in Atlanta. Now they're playing in Miami. 8 o'clock, Clippers and Bulls on the west side at the United Center in Chicago. The Clippers are laying 8.5. 9 o'clock, Kings and Jazz and Salt Lake Shakers at the Delta. Sacramento laying 9.5. Spurs and Rockets, they're playing in H-Town. Houston laying 9.5 in that game at the Toyota Center. So let's go to college. Rag number two, Duke blew out Miami in South Florida 97-60, and they covered the 24.5. Knepel had 20 and 3 steals for the Blue Devils. They're now 25-3. Number 3, Florida lost to Georgia. Big win for the Bulldogs' chances for the tournament. They win by 5. DeMary Jr. had 21 for the Bulldogs. Number 5, Tennessee won but didn't cover at LSU 65-59 Vols. Akpara had 15 and 7 boards for the Vols. Number 6, Alabama 111-73 over number 24, Mississippi State in Tuscaloosa. Sears had 21 with 10 dimes and 3 steals for the tie. Number 9, Iowa State lost at Oklahoma State to the Cowboys 74-68. Huge upset. Number 11, Wisconsin covered. They blew out Washington 88-62 at the Cole in Madtown. Blackwell had 24 and 10 boards for the Badgers. Number 14, Missouri 101-71 over South Carolina. That was at Mizzou Coliseum. We covered there. We covered on Wisconsin. We covered on Alabama. I mean, we were hitting games left and right. We hit the Duke game. And I mean, there's so many more we hit, it's not even funny. Va Tech covered against Louisville, but the Cards beat them 71-66 in Blacksburg. We hit Marquette 82-52. They blew out Providence. Bowling Green by 5 over Eastern Michigan. Lafayette 81-65 over Army. Cincy by a bucket over Baylor. Baylor covered 2.5. We hit Georgia Tech. They won, getting 8.5, 73-67 at Pitt. VCU blew out Richmond. We got that wrong. St. Louis by 1 over Davidson. Northwestern won at Minnesota 75-63. Got that wrong. Marshall 83-66. Over Old Dominion. Georgia Southern by a bucket over App State. We hit Kent State. We gave you that one, 105-65. They whacked Toledo. Western Michigan by 9 over Ohio at Western. We gave you Miami of Ohio in Oxford, and they covered against Northern Illinois easily, laying 12.5, 87-58. Central Michigan by 4 at home over Buffalo. We gave you Ball State in 7.5. They lost by 5 at home to Akron. The Zips get it done, but we covered the bet. Check out. Ooh. James Madison 85-79 at Monroe. Monroe covered. We gave you Murray State. They covered and beat Indiana State by 10. Southern Illinois over Illinois State 88-79. We got that wrong. Troy 74-69 over Texas State. Western Illinois in overtime by 5 over Lindenwood. We gave you West Virginia. They beat TCU easily 73-55. We gave you Colorado State. They covered at Air Force 77-55. We gave you Illinois. They won by 20 over Iowa. We gave you UNLV. They won by 6 over San Jose State. We gave you Wyoming. They lost and didn't cover against Nevada. Wolfpack 84-61. We gave you San Diego State 73-65. They beat New Mexico. We covered, and my son went to the game at the Viejas. Stylin'. And we gave you Gonzaga at Santa Clara, and the Zags covered 95-76. Now let's look at tonight's games. There's tons of them again. All right, it starts early. BU at Lehigh. Lehigh laying 3.5. East Tennessee laying 9.5 at home to Mercer. Maryland against Michigan State. Maryland 16th. Michigan State's 8th. Maryland laying 3.5 in College Park. Asheville laying 6.5 to Presby at home. Duquesne on the road laying 1.5 to LaSalle. Georgetown getting 13.5 at UConn in Hartford. 7 o'clock on the deuce, number 1, Auburn at the Neville against Ole Miss. Auburn laying 12.5. A&M at home laying 7.5 to Vandy. Notre Dame getting 14.5 at Little John against number 13, Clemson. South Carolina Upstate getting 21.5 at High Point. High Point's good. They're 25-5. Radford laying 1.5 at Gardner-Webb. UCF at home laying 4.5 to Kansas State. Temple at home laying 2.5 to South Florida. Cuse at home laying 1.5 to NC State. George Mason at home laying 12.5 to Fordham. Dayton at Rhode Island. Dayton laying 3.5. St. Joe's at home laying 6.5 to St. Bonnie in Philly. Illinois, Chicago. Chicago getting 7.5 at Northern Iowa. Bucknell laying 2.5 at Loyola, Maryland. Colgate Toothpaste at home laying 10.5 to Holy Cross. Navy's at American. It's off the board. North Bama laying 7.5 at home to Queens. Stetson Cologne getting 14.5 at Jacksonville. Forellermine getting 13.5 at Florida Gulf Coast. North Florida hosting Eastern Kentucky, off the board. Austin Peay laying 3.5 at West Georgia. Wofford laying 8.5 at West Carolina. Citadel getting 15.5 at 21-8 Furman. Tulane at home laying 8.5 in New Orleans against Charlotte. Coastal getting 2.5 at home from Georgia State. Number 18 Memphis at FedEx Forum laying 13.5 to Rice. The Loyola Ramblers in Chicago at home laying 3.5 to GW. North Carolina Central laying 7.5 at Eastern Shore. Drake at Evansville, Drake laying 8.5. Missouri State getting 1.5 at home from Belmont. Lipscomb at home laying 19.5 to Central Arkansas. North Dakota State laying 9.5 to South Dakota. 8:30 on the Big Ten Network, Penn State at Indiana. Indiana laying 6.5 at Bloomington at Assembly Hall. Nova at Seton Hall on FS1 at 8:30. Nova laying 7.5 at The Rock. South Bama laying 7.5 at Southern Miss. Arkansas State laying 10.5 at Louisiana. At 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, number 7, St. John's at Butler at the Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indy. Johnny's laying 7.5. 9 o'clock, SEC Network, number 17, Oklahoma. Number 17, Kentucky at Oklahoma in Norman. Kentucky laying 2.5. 9 o'clock, Utah at number 22. Arizona at the McHale Center in Tucson. Zona laying 15.5. 9 o'clock, Virginia at Wake. Wake laying 7.5. Stanford at home laying 10.5 to BC. 9 o'clock, Bradley at Valpo. Bradley laying 4.5. Creighton at home in Omaha laying 16.5 to DePaul. 9 o'clock on Peacock. 9 o'clock on the Deuce. Texas at Arkansas. Bud Walton, the Hogs laying 3.5. 9:30, number 25, BYU at Arizona State in Tempe. Cougars laying 4.5. 10:30 on FS1. Utah State at Boise. Boise laying 3.5. 10:30 on the Big Ten Network. Ohio State at USC at the Galen Center in Lipstick City. USC laying 1.5. 11 o'clock SMU at Cal in Berkeley. SMU laying 3.5. And 11 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, you've got San Francisco, the Dons 22-7 against 20-9 Oregon State in Corvallis. And Oregon State's laying 2.5. That's all the college rack. Let's go to hockey last night. Leafs, Marner in overtime wins it for Toronto, 5-4 in Boston over the Bruins. Sabres 3-2 over the Ducks. Canadians 4-0 over the Canes. Flyers blew out the Penguins 6-1. Cates with a couple of goals for the Flyers. Flames 3-1 over the Capitals. Ovi scored again. He's 11 to tie, 12 to pass Gretzky. Jackets 6-4 over the Stars. Lightning 4-1 over the Oilers. Kucherov with a pair of assists. Rangers 5-1 over the Islanders. Shesterkin 36 saves. Blues 7-2 over the Kraken. Panthers 4-1 over the Predators. And Red Wings 3-2 over the Wild in St. Paul, Utah. 2-1 over the Chicago Blackhawks in Salt Lake Shakers. Let's look at tonight's schedule on the ice. Jets and Senators, 7 o'clock in Ottawa. Jets are -135. Devils and Avs at the Ball Arena at 9:30. And Colorado's -130. On TNT at 10, it's the Canucks and Kings and the Crypt in LA. LA's -175. There's your hockey. Baseball might as well, and their split squad scores. Braves 2-1 over the Pirates. Braves 6-1 over the Red Sox. O's 8-7 over the Tigers. Twins 5-4 over the Yankees. Astros 8-5 over the Mets. Phillies 5-4 over the Rays. Blue Jays 3-2 over the Cards. Nats 14-7 over the Marlins. Cubs 4-2 over the Diamondbacks. Royals 15-6 over the Rangers. Brewers 9-6 over the Guards. Mariners 11-5 over the Dodgers. A's 7-5 over the Giants. Angels 2-1 over the Padres. And the Rockies beat the White Sox in the last game of the day, 14-3. So let's see what's happening in the Cactus and Grapefruit Leagues on this Wednesday. You got O's and Pirates. These are 1 o'clock games. Astros, Nats, Twins, Tigers, Pirates, Braves, Cardinals, Yankees, Rays, Red Sox, Phillies and Jays, Mets, Marlins. The 3 o'clocks, Cubs, Giants, Rockies, Royals, Padres, White Sox, Rangers, Guardians, A's, Mariners, Reds, Angels, Dodgers, Brewers, and the Brewers, Diamondbacks. So there's all your baseball for a Wednesday in spring training. Here's your Premier League for today. Brentford hosting Everton, Man U hosting Ipswich, Forest hosting Arsenal, Tottenham host Man City, and Liverpool host Newcastle. You get it all. And that's everything on a Wednesday. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell, Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. Of course, we're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid, and you'll find us on all new TVs. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Hey, make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. It's making people fat stacks of cash. Watch Profit Plays for all of our picks because we're hitting them and making people money, and that's just all there is to it. We have killer content on the app, lots of great shows, all kinds of Jim Florentine comedy specials, and more on the way, constantly getting new episodes, even new special ads. You name it, Meet the Creeps. And his sketches, he's hilarious. His friends are hilarious. You got to watch it. We have all kinds of great shows. It's Pharrell and the Profit app. Sign up today. You're going to love it. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and ForrellandTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Shag-hat-hoo.